Good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinion. Now, to begin, with which political party are you registered?
Republican.
Thank you very much. And as you are aware, very few people actually vote in the Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices in St. Lucie County on Tuesday, August 20th? If you have already voted by absentee mailing ballot, you can indicate so as well. We have a few options here, and we have, I am definitely going to vote, I am very likely to vote, I am somewhat likely to vote, I am not very likely to vote, I am not at all likely to vote, or I am not registered to vote.
Very likely to vote.
Thank you very much. Now, voters in Florida are permitted to request a vote by mail ballot or vote in person. With this in mind, how do you intend to vote in the Republican primary elections on Tuesday, August 20th? I will vote at my polling place on election day. I will vote by mail with an absentee mailing ballot, or I will vote early in person at a designated early voting location.
In person.
In person, early or at your vote polling place on election day?
Early.
Early, thank you. Now, what is your age? Are you between 18 and 45, 46 and 55, 56 and 65, 66 and 75, or over 75 years old?
58.
Thank you very much. And now, what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Is it less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduate with an associate or two-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor's or four-year degree, or postgraduate degree?
High school graduate.
Thank you very much. You will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate so as well. First, we have Keith Pearson.
Favorable.
And is that somewhat favorable or very favorable?
What's that?
Is that somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Very favorable.
Thank you. Then we have Ken Mascara.
Never heard of him.
Thank you. Then we have Linda Bartz.
Never heard.
Kathy Townsend.
Never heard of him.
And Richard Del Toro.
Never heard of him.
Thank you very much. Now, what is the first thing that comes to mind that that you can tell me about Keith Pearson?
Tough on crime. He's tough on crime.
Thank you. Another one that you would like to add, or is that enough?
No, that's all.
Okay, thank you. Then we have, what is the first thing that comes to mind that you can tell me about Richard Del Toro?
I have no comment, no opinion.
And if, from whatever you've heard or comments that you have heard people say, nothing?
Nada.
Nothing. Okay. Thank you. Now, you will now be asked a few short questions about the upcoming August Republican primary elections. If the Republican primary election for St. Lucie County Commission District 3 were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Linda Barton or Erin Ann Lowry?
I'm not sure.
And if you have to choose today, which candidate are you leaning toward?
I'm not sure.
And for what, from what you've heard about them?
About who?
About Lisa Bartz or Erin Ann Lowry?
Don't know them.
Which candidate would you lean? Okay. Thank you. Now, if the Republican primary election for St. Lucie County Commission District 5 were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Kathy Townsend or Audra Macon?
I don't know.
And if you had to choose today, with what you know, which candidate are you leaning towards?
I don't know.
Thank you. And lastly, if the Republican primary election for St. Lucie County Sheriff were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Richard Del Toro, Preston Michael DeFrancesco, or Keith Pearson?
Keith Pearson.
Thank you very much. Now, and would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Keith Pearson?
Definitely voting.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Keith Pearson is doing at St. Lucie County Sheriff?
Totally approve, 100%.
So we have strongly approved. Is that close enough?
Yes. Yes, it is. Strongly approved.
Now, from the following list, what have you seen, read, or heard about Keith Pearson and his campaign for St. Lucie County Sheriff in the past few weeks? If you haven't seen, read, or heard anything about Keith Pearson, you can indicate so as well. I saw a television ad, received something in the mail, received a text message, received a visit to your home from Keith Pearson or a campaign volunteer, or something else?
Received something in the mail.
Thank
and something on
and
TV.
And something
else. Yeah, something
like that.
As well, yes.
Thanks. Now, and did what you see, read, or hear recently make you more likely or less likely to vote for Keith Pearson in the election for St. Lucie County Sheriff? If it made no difference, you can indicate so as well.
More likely.
And is that somewhat more likely or much more likely?
Much more likely.
Thank you. Now, from the following list, what have you seen, read, or heard about Richard Del Toro and his campaign for St. Lucie County Sheriff in the past few weeks? If you haven't seen, read, or heard anything about Richard Del Toro, you can indicate so as well.
No, I haven't heard nothing.
Okay, thank you. Now, you will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish, for classification purposes only. If you were to label yourself, would you say that you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
And is that, and would you call yourself somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Very conservative.
Thank you. What is your main racial background? Is it white or Caucasian, African American or black, Asian or Asian American, or Hispanic?
Yeah, white or Caucasian.
Thank you. And with this, we conclude our survey. So thank you very much for your participation. We really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day.
You're welcome. You too. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you. Goodbye. Okay.